Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and a very warm welcome to the Bharat Petroleum Corporation Limited Q4 FY18 earnings conference call hosted by IIFL Capital Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star followed by zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Harshvardhan Dole from IIFL Capital Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks, Ali. Hello, everyone. On behalf of IIFL, I welcome you all for the fourth quarter earnings call of BPCL. Today, we have with us the senior management team of BPCL, represented by Mr. Keshav Kumar, ED in charge finance, Mr. Rajamani, ED corporate treasury, Mr. Arun Kumar, ED retail, Mr. Prasad Pankhekar, ED Kochi refineries, Mr. Gupta, who's GM corporate finance, and Ganesh Jibal, who's senior manager pricing and insurance. I would request Mr. Rajamani to give us an update over the quarter gone by in terms of operations as well as financials, post which we can open the floor for the Q&A. Over to you, sir.
Thanks, Harsh. Good afternoon, one and all. This is Ganesh. Before we begin, I would like to mention that some of the statements that we would make during this con call may be forward-looking in nature, and we believe that expectations contained in such statements are reasonable. However, their nature involves a number of risks and uncertainties that may lead to different results. These forward-looking statements represent only the current expectations and beliefs, and we do not provide any assurance that such expectations will prove correct. Our annual results were published yesterday, and we have circulated the handout containing the major highlights immediately thereafter. We have closed the Q4 FY18 quarter with a profit after tax of rupees 2,674 crores, which is about 45% higher than the comparable quarter last year. The profit after tax for the full year 2017-18 is rupees 7,919 crores, as against rupees 8,039 crores for the year 2016-17. Earnings before interest, tax, depreciation, and amortization, EBITDA, amounted to rupees 4,554 crores for the quarter versus rupees 2,875 crores for Q4 FY17. For the full year, EBITDA stood at rupees 14,680 crores, that is 9% higher than rupees 13,430 crores for the financial year 2016-17. Major capitalizations under the integrated refinery expansion plan have been completed, resulting in higher depreciation and non-capitalization of borrowing costs. Hence, depreciation and interest both were significantly higher than the comparable periods. Profit before tax was higher by 63% at rupees 3,594 crores for the quarter, as against rupees 2,203 crores for Q4 FY17. For the full year, the number was at rupees 11,198 crores, as against rupees 11,043 crores for the previous year. We had a forex loss of rupees 122 crores this quarter, as against rupees 9 crores the same quarter comparable last year. For the full year, there was a forex gain of rupees 332 crores, as compared to 31 crores for the previous year. Gross under-recoveries on sale of STO PDS were at rupees 216 crores for the quarter, as against rupees 287 crores for the corresponding quarter last year. For the full year, this amount stands at rupees 719 crores. Net under-recoveries after accounting subsidy have been nil for the quarter, as well as for the financial year 2017-18. Adventitious gain on inventory amounted to rupees 449 crores for the quarter and rupees 1,296 crores for the full year. This is as against a gain of rupees 449 crores and rupees 3,599 crores for the corresponding quarter and year, respectively. Please note that these inventory gains are the combined gains for both refining and marketing taken together. CapEx for the year have been at rupees 8,998 crores. The IREP at Kochi was fully commissioned during the financial year, and all units are up and running. We have been able to continuously increase the proportion of high-sulfur crude. For Q4 FY18, the quantum of high-sulfur crude was 87% of the total crude consumption at Kochi, as against 46% in the same quarter last year. Corresponding ratio for the full year was 81% versus 45% last year. Combined high sulfur ratios for Mumbai and Kochi are 67% for the quarter and 61% for the full year, as against 40% and 43% for the corresponding periods last year respectively. Our refinery's throughput for this quarter stood at 7.85 million tons, which is about 30% higher than the corresponding quarter in the previous year. Full year throughput was 12% higher than last year at 28.54 million tons. Mumbai refinery's throughput was 40% higher than Q4 FY17, which had a lower base due to planned shutdown in March 2017. Kochi refinery throughput was 22% higher than the comparable quarter due to incremental capacity brought in by IIDB. Kochi's throughput at 4 MMT for the quarter is at 103% of the installed capacity of 15.5 MMTPA. Our weighted average GRM for the two refineries for this quarter stood at $6.51 per barrel as compared to $6.01 per barrel for the same quarter last year. For the full year, the GRM was $6.85 per barrel as against $5.26 per barrel last year. On the market front, we had an excellent year. Our growth rate for the year in domestic sales was around 9%, from 37.68 million metric tons to 41.21 million metric tons. The growth was mainly led by petrol around 8.9%, diesel 5.6% and LPG 9.9%. Exports during the year were at 1.99 million tons as against 2.49 million tons, mainly due to reduction in production and export of furnace oil in Kochi. Our market share for 17-18 among the PSUs in MS has been 28.72% versus 28.51% in 2016-17. This is for the full year. In HSD, our share has increased from 28.83% in 16-17 to 29.05% in 2017-18. We are now open for the question and answer round. As this is a post-results conference call, we request you to kindly restrict your questions to the quarterly and annual performance alone, please.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Aishwarya Agarwal from Reliance Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Thank you. So can you help us with the marketing margin in this quarter? Because if we observe the Q3 and the Q4 number, we see there is a significant growth in the 4Q number. So the marketing volume remains same and refining margin you disclose anyways.
Marketing volumes have also increased. And in any case, as we have said, that if you are talking about petrol and diesel, the average margin for the year is around that same 1.70, 1.75 per liter level.
Sure. So there is some set-off in terms of we recovered lesser marketing income in the previous quarter, which has been recouped in this quarter.
So as we keep saying that we have to see the average margin over a period of time, which is 1 year that we are talking about now.
Is there any one-off income in this quarter, sir?
There is no one-off income.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nilesh Guhir from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. So my question is on Kochi refinery. During this quarter, our distillation unit ran about 103%. But what was the utilization of our delayed cooker unit or the vacuum gas oil hydrotreater and the SEC unit?
Prasad, can you please answer this?
Yeah, all the secondary processing units are also run matching with the 4 million ton of crude processed in the primary units, the crude distillation units.
Okay.
All the units have capability to run at 100%, depending on the requirements during the quarter. All units run at the optimum capacity.
Okay. But sir, as you say, 100%, but despite of that, if you look at the GRMs for Kochi refinery during this quarter particularly was just 4.96. So, matlab, despite of running at 100% capacity, is there any further scope for improvement in GRM from this level currently? Because if I compare the Mumbai refinery, the GRMs are higher than the Kochi refinery. And whatever. Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Prasad.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir?
Yeah, Prasad. Yeah. This, you know that in the last two quarters, our objective was to run the unit at full capacity and see, ensure that there is hydraulic limits or nothing is that design figures are being met. So this is the time immediately after the commissioning of the unit. So we are now going to optimize on the operational part for improving the margins, including the right type of crude, right energy mixes, right fuel consumption, etc., which you would definitely going to see the margins from this year onwards. Last year, that last end, full year, it is commissioning, and fourth quarter only we got a stabilized operation. But we cannot say that it is the most optimized operation because immediately after the commissioning. So margins will come. We would, depending on the crude and the cracks, we have demonstrated that refinery has got the capability to process any different type of crude. 100% high sulfur heavy crude to 100% low sulfur light crude. That capability has been established. Now we would optimize the crude and generate the margins.
Okay. And the second question is on domestic sales. Sir, our domestic sales volume, if you compare the FY18 versus 17, it has gone up by about 9.37% compared to domestic demand of 5.3%. But sir, that demand particularly coming, if I compare, it's mostly from the others. The jump is significant there, about 33% year on year. But the, if I look at the MS and HSD, compared to BPCL, if I compare BPCL's number and the domestic demand number, it seems that we are losing market share. So I just want to know, in others, which are the products particularly where we saw significant jump? Is it petcoke, bitumine, or any other matlab, products?
Yeah, others will obviously include petcoke and sulfur. But yeah. I do not know what you are trying to say. In MS and all, we are losing market share. But I would request my colleague, Mr. Arun Singh, to just supplement that. But you are right, others will include petcoke and sulfur, now that Kochi is running the coker unit. But about the MS, we'll give you the answer.
Just Jan-March 18,
So full year. I'm talking about full year, sir. FY18 or vis-a-vis FY17, sir.
First, if you are talking about FY, then first two quarter, yes. Next two quarter, we have made up. Not only we are growing better than others, we have also substantially made up the first two quarter losses. So last two quarters, last three quarters. First Q1 was a problem, but Q2, Q3, Q4, all performance are. And Q4 being the best rewarding quarter.
And to supplement, for the year, since you are talking for the year, year-on-year growth for petrol, for BPCL has been 8.9%. And in terms of the growth of HSD retail, it is 5.6%. So I am not sure what exactly you are trying to...
But sir, if I look at the PPS data, based on that, the consumption in overall consumption, India's consumption, the growth in HSD is more than 6.5%, and for petrol, MS, it is more than 10%.
Yes, April, March, you are right. That goes without saying. But among PSU, growth was 8.08 on petrol, MS, motor spirit. Against that, BPCL has grown here, April, March, at 8.86. So BPCL has grown much better than the PSU growth rate. That is point number one.
Okay.
Second, I want to give you an input that from January onward, when the privates, now the base effect is gone, very small base and growth, that virtually that story is over. So private now from March onwards, it is estimated that most likely it will be a stable market because their base effect earlier, this was all mothballed RO which was opened again. So, and also, so now if you see last quarter or last month, last quarter we have grown even better than private PSU put together.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next before we take the next question, we would like request participants to limit their questions to one per participant. Time permitting, you may come back in the queue for a follow-up. The next question is from Sumit R. from Smartstone Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Firstly, I would like to congratulate you on a fantastic performance on your marketing front. So that's extremely commendable, in a very tough environment of operating which you've done, sir. Sir, but, my question is more, to the fact that, all the oil marketing companies, whether it's you, your peers, HP and IOC, all have done very well on the marketing point of view. But obviously, the market's obviously concerned about something which we all don't know what. Which I think is frankly doubt, because all the stocks are down about 25-30%. So market's not taking cognizance of the marketing, segment, what we are doing because of the fact that, all the stock prices are down 25-30%. So sir, can you reassure the market basically and say that in an election year, which everyone knows it is, and that the marketing business will be stable and, we will see a decent amount of growth on that front, sir?
See, all that we can say is that we can share the results of the performance, and as we see, demand is all pretty much stable. Now, how the market reacts in terms of pricing of the shares and all that is not something which we are directly concerned. So we can only say that the performance of the refineries and on the marketing side has been good, and we expect that trend to continue.
Okay, so sir, I'll just ask you, on this context, because it's one for participant. So if our marketing margin for current year in the year just gone by is about 1.7 or 1.8, do you expect that to maintain the way it is?
That's been the long-term average, which we expect to continue.
Sure, sir. That's very helpful. Thank you very much, and wish you all the best, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Amit Rastogi from UBS Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir, good afternoon and congratulations for the good set of numbers. Sir, could you give us a breakup of the income from other sources which have been added, the income from JVs and associates?
That is that, Amit, you are asking for the other income, right?
No, sir, income from JVs and associates.
That's the dividend only, no? We will get only
the consolidation, sir, in the consolidated accounts.
Consolidated, that's right.
Yeah. I think there must be, it must be, I think, Petronet, Inprasa Gas, Bancor.
Yeah, so just a minute, we'll give you the numbers. You are asking for the numbers as a consolidated as compared to the standalone, correct?
Yes, and in that there is a specific line item which says income from joint ventures and associates.
Hmm? Yeah, this one.
The share of profits of equity accounted investees, 1288.88, which is there in the consolidated.
Amit, can I just give you this? I have the total 100% numbers. We'll just give you the numbers separately. I'll share it with you maybe immediately after the call.
And so just coming to Kochi, I would like to ask, on the performance side, that how is the performance in the last 2 months, so April and May? So obviously we have ran at 100% in Q4, but despite that our GRMs are lower than Mumbai refinery, which is still a simple refinery. So what is the difference we are running at in the current quarter over Mumbai refinery, if we can get a picture on that?
Amit, I would not like to talk about the current quarter, but yes, I would ask Prasad Panikar to just broadly tell you what is the difference between the Mumbai...
The current quarter, yeah. And what is the difference in the current quarter, Q1 over Q4? How we are going to achieve higher margins?
One, I will not be talking, but I will ask him to, since you made a mention about Mumbai refinery being a simple refinery, which is not the case, they have also done quite a bit over the last 1 year. I will request Prasad to just talk about that. I would refrain from talking anything about the current quarter.
Sure, sir.
Anyway, the performance of Kochi refinery is continuing in April and May also till today.
Prasad, we are not talking about current quarter. What he wants to know is, between KR and Mumbai, because Mumbai refinery is a simple refinery. As you would be aware, they have done so much. So if you can just briefly clarify what all things have been done in 17-18 in Mumbai refinery also.
Yeah, Mumbai refinery, actually there are two reasons. Now Mumbai refinery has also got a very good complexity of around 6.5 to 7.5, and they are very reliably operating and made a very good margin. It is, has to be looked in the other way around. Why the Kochi refinery margins are lower, because as I told earlier, it's because of the stabilization. Because it was a very massive commissioning activity happened last year. Units were stabilized or commissioned and established at 100% capacity in Q3. And Q4 is the first quarter we were running at the full capacity. So there is a lot of optimizations has to be done in this unit. That process is continuing. That then we would be able to make margins. And depending on so many other factors, you know about the, what type of crude is being processed in both the refineries. Kochi is processing almost now 100% in Q4, very close to 90-92% of high sulfur. Mumbai is processing much lower depending on the economics and the configuration. So that are the reasons. No, it is not a one-to-one comparison is possible, because it is too early for Kochi to show the full potential, because the optimization time is required after the stabilization.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vidyadhar Gidde from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Can you give us the GRM and Q4 FY18 GRM and profit Q4 FY18 of Kochi and Numaligarh?
Vidyadhar, you are asking for BORL and NRL, right?
Sorry, BORL and
So, as far as BORL is concerned, the GRM for this quarter, fourth quarter, is $11.90 per barrel. And their crude throughput was 1.67 million metric tons.
So, and what about the profit for the fourth quarter?
Profit for the fourth quarter is around 200 crores. Profit after tax, I am talking about.
Yeah. This is the absolute number, not your shares.
No, this is the absolute number. We are talking about...
Correct. And what about FY18 GRM and profit?
So FY18 full year, the GRM is $11.70 per barrel, and profit after tax is 984 crores. This is Bharat Oman refineries.
Yeah.
Okay. As far as Numaligarh is concerned, without considering the excise benefit, it is about $13.70 per barrel for the quarter. And
including excise, what is it?
Around 34.
34, okay.
And $11.4 per barrel for the full year, GRM.
And including excise?
And as far as their throughput is concerned, it is 2.81 million metric tons for the full year and 0.67 million metric tons for the quarter. And as far as their profit after tax is concerned, full year is 2042 and for the quarter, 597.
Okay. My next question is basically, are you seeing any sort of the competition being less intense now because of the somewhat volatility in market? Is that a factor, you think, the volatility in marketing margins we've had over the last 5-6 months? Do you think that is a factor?
No. Competition intensity remains same. The loss of market share of PSU story is almost over.
In a sense, you are saying that henceforth you will never lose market share.
Intensity, 0.1.
Fair enough. But where I am coming from is that is the environment also playing a role?
In fact, these companies have also mastered the art of, you know, looking at profit over a one-year period instead of looking at the window of 3-4 days.
So basically, I think the number suggested that, but in Q3, which was a tough quarter, the competition did not sort of go, in a sense, it continued with business as usual, isn't it?
No, because Q3, the base effect came. See, they can't grow for perpetuity for abnormal numbers, no?
No, I'm not talking of Q4. I'm talking of Q3, the quarter when margins were under pressure.
Q3 last year, if you remember.
Q3 FY, which was the demand quarter.
Q3 October onwards, the base.
Correct. You are right. Last year was the demand quarter where you did very well. And
so that, if you discount now, the private story is almost coming to a stable state.
But are you, can you say that for all private players? Because the impression seems to be that maybe Reliance, what you say is probably true. The peak probably was the quarter in which they gave discount on diesel. But SR is because they are putting up more petrol stations.
Yeah, more petrol stations, but that is also 1,400. Their pipeline is also almost dried up.
So can we say that the throughput per petrol station story is over? They cannot improve their throughput, especially Reliance further. But if somebody puts up more petrol stations than others, then that is probably one way in which growth can come, but somewhat better growth. But the throughput per petrol station kind of, that story is over.
Yes,
correct. Okay, thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abdul Sabnis from CIMB. Please go ahead.
Sir, what were the new investments made by BPCL standalone in JVs and subsidiaries in FY18, either in the form of additional equity or loans? Major ones.
Yeah, one is, of course, yeah, I'll just give you the details of those, but one, this one is the BPRL paid up share capital has now increased from 2,920 crores to 4,448 crores. That is as far as BPRL is concerned. In addition to that, there has been a loan given to BPRL, out of which you know, this part has got converted into equity. There is a balance loan of around 700 crores. There has not been any additional infusion into BORL or NRL for that matter. So essentially what has gone in is only in the case of BPRL.
Okay. And I think the handout frankly didn't give us the total debt figure.
Debt figure I can give you. The debt figure, there is hardly any change. In fact, it's about 100 or 200 crores lower than last year. I can give you the numbers straight away. As far as short-term debt is concerned, there is an increase of around 800 crores, but that is offset by around a decrease of around 700 crores in long-term debt. So as we see, the last year we closed the year with 23,100 crores of debt. This time it is 23,350 crores.
And is it possible to at least, you know, there is we have been repeatedly told that the year-end debt is higher because of the extra excise payments.
Yeah.
Is it possible to give us any quantification of that extra payment? I mean, after the 23,350, how much would be just because of that extra excise payment?
No. The extra excise, whatever, see, basically what happens is every month we pay on the 7th. Only thing, March we are required to pay on 31st. So essentially what happens is, there is a funding gap to that extent because we have to pay it in the same month. Now, that leads to an impact on the short-term borrowing. Now, in the case of even last year it was 7,200 crores, this time we are at 8,000 crores in terms of the short-term debt which is there. So, if I were to, you know, compare it, say, just as a December outstanding, again, let me also qualify, that is not an answer to your question. But nevertheless, December end, the outstanding as far as short-term debt was about 1,000 crores. Now it is 7,000 crores, which again will change in April because in April there is no excise payment which has to be made for the full month.
No, exactly. I was wondering if you could quantify that extra excise payment, if it's possible at all.
No, in an ongoing thing where it's part of the working capital, for me to say that only for that 7 days in advance which I'm paying, it's difficult. Secondly, typically the last quarter sees the volumes also being higher. So the excise impact to actually quantify what is it for March will be slightly difficult in terms of its impact on the short-term borrowing. But yes, the short-term borrowings will be slightly on the higher side, as is reflected by these numbers also.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nitin Latia from HDFC Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. What would the average API at Kochi have been in fiscal 17-18? And is there a target or a number in mind that you have for fiscal 18-19?
Prasad, API number is what Mr. Latia is asking.
API number for 17-18 for Kochi was 31.9. Hello?
Yeah, sir.
31.9. We cannot say that what is going to happen in 18-19, because that all depends on the economics and the crack and the Brent-Dubai differential and all. But there is a sharp increase. If you take 16-17, it was around 39. It has come down to 31.9 in 17-18.
And aspirationally, I mean, assuming given current light heavy spreads, where would you want this number to?
We have what it tend towards capability to process up to 29 to 30.
Understood, sir. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Falguni Datta from Jet 8 Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. So I just missed on the inventory gain figure for Q4.
Yeah, one moment. We'll give you.
So inventory gain for Q4 was 449 crores for the Jan to March quarter.
And for the full year?
Full year it was 1,296 crores.
296 crores?
Yeah.
And sir, what was the number for just Q1 of FY18?
Q1...
I mean, in fact, sir, it would be good if you have it for Q1, too.
We can give it to you separately.
Okay, fine, sir. And Q1, would it be possible?
Q1 of this year?
Yes, sir.
No, we are not talking about Q1.
Not this year, FY18.
FY18?
Yes, sir.
We'll give you, we'll have to just... Just 1 minute. We'll give you separately.
Fine, sir. And forex loss you mentioned was 122 crore for the quarter, right?
Forex loss was 122 crores loss for the quarter.
And for the full year?
Full year it was a loss of 9 crores.
And this would be there in what other expense figure?
Since it is a loss, it will be in other expense.
Yes.
Fine, sir. Thank you. That's all from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rohit Ahuja from BOB Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, one question on the... just a follow-up question on many guys have asked for Kochi. What period of time do we see Kochi reaching its full potential, as you mentioned, of about, you know, the API being reduced to around 29?
Yes, sir?
Yeah. No, that is exact numbers for time I may not be able to give, because now the unit is stabilized in the Q4. So we have to optimize. Now that I said, no, from almost 39 API we have already in Q4. In the Q4, we are operated at 31. So this process has to continue, and we need to find out, no, depending on the Brent-Dubai differential and cracks, which is optimum crude. And I may not be able to give an exact number, but this process is on, no, optimizing and integrating with the old refinery part, and so that the entire refinery get benefit out of IRP. That process is continuing. It may take, may not be many, maybe a couple of months or maybe five, six months it would take for completing this activity. And then definitely we will get the full potential. But one thing we established that we have operated one quarter at the 31.98, and we have operated few days at a lower API and higher sulfur and demonstrated that it is possible. Now it is depending on the economics, no, which is a better crude, which whether going for very high crude is beneficial depending on the cracks as well as Brent-Dubai differential. That is a monthly process we would continue. But this energy integration of the new facility and the old refinery is a continuing process and may take a few more months.
Right. So just continuing to that, so the acrylic plant at Kochi, when do you expect to commission that?
We are also now the acrylic mechanical completion we are expecting by first quarter of this year. That is in the first quarter, that is Jan-March quarter of 2019. We are expecting mechanical completion. After that, it will take few months normally for the commissioning activities.
Rohit, it is getting commissioned in the fourth quarter of this financial year.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, so in FY20, we can expect complete utilization of all units there?
Yeah, it will get, I mean, mechanical completion is in January, and then hopefully with the first quarter of next year onwards.
Right, so, secondly, on your, as you were discussing on the marketing volumes, you know, we have seen you perform very well on the ATF side and the other industrial product side in terms of significantly outperforming the industry. Would that also mean that your marketing margins in those products could have been better than what how it has been in last year?
See, as I keep saying, these are products which are, competitive with the tender. I mean, this is an ongoing business, so I don't have a ready number in terms of how much each one has contributed, but definitely, yes, with the growth in volumes, their contribution would also be there in the margins.
So the kind of growth...
Rohit, I'm sorry to interrupt. May I request you to come back in queue for follow-up questions? Thank you. Participants are requested to limit their questions to one per participant. The next question is from the line of Prabal Sen from IDFC. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. I just had one question again on Kochi. May I just know what kind of or how much of U.S. crude was, if any, was imported overall in this year? And what's the capability of both of our refineries to accept, U.S. crude in terms of, how many tons of U.S. crude can we actually process given our configuration and our product yields?
Yeah. Prabal, both the refineries have done it, but I'll ask Prasad to just give you the details. U.S. crude. Prasad.
Yeah. We actually, both refineries had last year processed, Kochi processed almost 2 million barrel of U.S. crude, and Mumbai also processed almost equivalent quantity. But it is not, there is no limit for processing even 100% because the crude that we got is an average sulfur, average APA crude. So there is no limit. If it is economically viable, there would be crudes in US which we can use 100%. There is nothing that is not a configuration issue, US crude. So of what type we actually obtained, there are different types of US crude. But it is purely an economic decision.
I only ask, sir, because obviously there is quite a big differential that's opened up. I'm not necessarily saying that will sustain. But if the kind of discount that WTI sustains against Brent,
yeah,
is it then probable that we increase our import of U.S. crude substantially?
If economically viable, we both of our refineries have got capability to maximize U.S. crude.
Prabhul, you are right that current levels of discount and all that is what Mr. Prasad Panikkar is saying about the economics. Obviously, the difference will get factored and in the selection process.
Yeah.
Both have done U.S. crude during the year and therefore can process if they work out to be economical.
Okay. Sir, I have more questions, but I'll come back in the queue given the restriction.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Amit Shah from BNP Paribas. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you. Thank you for your time. Just one question. Sorry to come back to Kochi again, because last couple of quarters we have been told that, Kochi is going to deliver, Kochi is going to deliver, but it's not really come through. And it used to be the case that it was told that it will be at least a $2 increase in GRM that we are looking at once Kochi stabilizes. So now do we have high amount of faith that starting Q1 you will see refining margins improve? And say hypothetically, if that kind of operating was implemented in Q4 itself, what would the margin have been? Is that something that you can share with us?
Amit, we have been consistently saying that Kochi will get to stabilization by the end of this quarter, which is what we have been saying throughout. And second is, as Prasad was saying, that they have just been stabilized the optimization, they are doing it. So we look forward to Kochi delivering on it. And secondly, the $2 that you are talking about is essentially what we have been talking about is the differential between the high sulfur, low sulfur crude and thereafter factor in the higher operational cost that they will be having post the expansion. So yes, I would let Prasad repeat whatever he had to answer earlier. But this is the situation as far as Kochi is concerned. So Prasad, again on the issue of going forward, how do the investors see the Kochi performing is the question in essence.
Yeah, in the last year,
is there like a quarter that you can say that, we can start assuming margin improvement relative to what margins are in that particular quarter, say from second quarter onwards or third quarter onwards, whichever, because I think there has just been a confusion with regard to that in the past couple of quarters, and that's kind of resulted in the so-called disappointment in the Kochi performance.
Now you just see the last quarter now, because last year, actually I told, like as I said earlier, we were actually focusing on running the unit at full capacity. That you can see in the first year of operation itself, in Q4, we have achieved almost 103% of the capacity. So when we run at higher capacity itself, we generated more of margin, not in dollar per barrel terms, in rupees crore terms. That was the first objective of last year, to meet our market demand also. Now once the units are running in at 100% capacity, the next is actually for the energy integration and some of the optimization activities. That step-by-step procedures we have started already. That I earlier said, it may take another few more months, and you can definitely expect the higher margins. There is no issue on that, and demonstrated our capability to operate at a different API and different sulfur levels. Then we will now run our PIMS model, find out the optimum crude, and then we will deliver. There is no issue on that.
So probably second quarter of financial year 19 is a conservative time to kind of assume that you have the slate in place.
That
and
is an exact month or quarter I am not able to give. Because it is an ongoing process. This is going to be a step-by-step improvement process going to happen.
All right. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bhavin Gandhi from B&K Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Again, sir, I have a question on Kochi itself. Could you just guide us as to how the OPEX has moved now that the refinery has stabilized for Kochi itself?
But see, that's what the OPEX is, roughly around $2.1 to $2.2 per barrel, which is what we have been saying earlier. What it was, it will increase with the commissioning of all these new units. So it will be around $2.1 to $2.2 per barrel.
Sure. And just one more thing, sir. Can you highlight what is the GST impact for FY18 and the receivables on Kero and LPG outstanding as of now?
GST impact, I mean, if I were to just put both the what goes into the P&L and what would have impacted the balance sheet, the capex will be about 900 crores, out of which around 700-750 will be the P&L impact. The balance would go into the capex, so therefore the depreciation will get adjusted. That is one. The secondly, as far as the dues from the government, where mainly the DBTL and the kerosene is, at this point in time, it's around 3,600 or 3,700 crores.
Sure. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pinakin Parekh from JP Morgan. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. So just wanted to understand that on the refining side, sir, given the way oil prices have surged, what kind of cost increases broadly on a ballpark per barrel basis can we see in financial year 19 if oil prices were to stay at $75 a barrel versus, let's say, F18?
Actually, any increase in the oil prices would reflect more in the working capital requirements. Beyond that, I'm not seeing any significant impact. Obviously, the way the cracks will move and all that, I don't know. But the immediate impact would be the slightly higher working capital requirements that will be there.
So OPEX per barrel should not materially change, sir?
Per barrel will not change significantly. There could be some impact on the fuel and loss because own consumption of fuel, that will have an impact on the cost, and to that extent the GRM could get impacted.
Understood. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aditya Suresh from Macquarie. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Two questions. So first is, can you speak about any planned maintenance over the next 18 months? The second question, do you have any planned maintenance activity over the next 12 to 18 months? And the second question is, should we expect any meaningful changes to your product slate, again, over the next 12 to 18 months? Thank you.
There will be one shutdown which will be coming up in Bharat Oman refineries because they have to hook up to the new expansion, that 30% expansion. That should be somewhere in August That
is a planned shutdown which will be there. There will also be a shutdown in Kochi, because after the units have run for about a year, generally there is a shutdown just to see in terms of the vital parameters, how they are, and to do other. So that is something which is likely to happen somewhere in November or December. So these are the two immediate this one which will be there. There are some minor couple of units likely to be shut down in MR, but those are very, very, 5 days, 7 days sort of thing. One has already happened, the other one will happen in September. Different units, obviously. So this is the broad, this one, as far as the scheduled maintenance shutdowns are concerned. Insofar as product slate, already with the Kochi coming in, there has been a significant improvements as far as the product slate is concerned, which is also reflected in the amount of furnace oil going down, and therefore there is a level of export. So increase in MS, LPG has already happened. So I think other than that, there should not be any significant change in the product slate.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Manikanta Kare from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Just wanted to check with you, what are the fuel and loss percentage numbers for the refineries in Q4 and for the full year?
One second, we'll give you. The full year, the fuel and loss is 7.01%, and last year it was 6.03%.
Is it possible to give the split for Mumbai and Kochi, sir?
6.19 current year in Mumbai and 7.83 in Kochi.
Thank you. And if I can squeeze in one more question now. Can you please give an update on the news that came about in late March about BPCL trying to acquire stake in GAIL or showing interest to acquire stake in GAIL? Is there anything going on that angle? What are the other options available?
I mean, there is nothing new at this point in time for us to add.
Sure, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vishnu Kumar from Spark Capital. Please go ahead.
So just need the OPEX cost. Krishna, you're not audible. Good evening, sir. Thanks for your time. I just need the OPEX cost for Mumbai and Kochi refinery and the CAPEX for this year and next year split by segments. That's what.
This year, Ganeshan, while speaking, he has said the numbers, but we'll give you. Next year, the estimated CAPEX is around 7,400 crores next year.
That's only standalone or with the other console?
With the inclusion of the upstream. But again, upstream, again with the rider, it doesn't include any potential expenditure on Mozambique.
Okay, 7,400 crores.
Yeah.
Sir, again, on OPEX cost?
OPEX, I said, in Kochi.
But for Mumbai as well?
Yeah, Mumbai will also be somewhere around that $2 per barrel.
So, post-expansion, there is actually no increase in the per barrel OPEX cost in Kochi, is that right?
No, there is an increase. Earlier, we used to be around 1.5, 1.6. I've been saying this 50 cents will go up. It has now gone up to $2.1, $2.2 per barrel.
Okay, so now both are around 2 to 2.1.
MR will be around $2.
Okay. Sure. Sir, and the 7,400 crores, if you could split by refining, marketing and others.
Yeah. So, Vishnu, MR major projects would be around 420 crores. In KR, it would be around 2,840 crores, of which we would be spending about 1,000 crores in MS Block 6 project, about 1,700 crores in the Petchem project. Marketing, we would be spending somewhere around 720 crores for JVG.
And the JV investment will be there. Upstream will also be there.
And how much would the upstream be? Just I couldn't hear the number earlier.
Around 800 to 1,000 crores.
Okay, fine. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Sabri Hazarika from MK Global. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. I've got two questions. The first one is on your segment results. In ENP, you have given the PBIT around 29.4 crore loss versus 144 crore loss YOY. So does it include Vancouver and any of those recent acquisitions?
Just 1 minute, sir.
Yeah.
Whatever the dividend which has been received on Vancouver will be included in this.
Okay, but that is part of standalone other income or that's part of consolidated?
Well, that is consolidated. That is in BPRL.
Okay, but the number is not that high. I mean, it should be higher than that considering it's a big stake. So it's there or it's not there? Just wanted to confirm.
No, it is there. Whatever dividend number. See, they receive dividend once in 6 months or so. So, one round of dividend what has been there, this is included in the income.
Okay, so how much is the dividend amount?
It will be somewhere around, $50 million for that 6 months.
$50 million for 6 months. And so one last thing, what about the Lower Zakum acquisition? What was the acquisition price for that stay in Abu Dhabi?
I'll just check that out. It was about, if I'm not mistaken, somewhere around 150 or 160 million.
So that's the acquisition cost or signature bonus?
That's the acquisition cost.
$150 million for your part of the stake, right?
That out. I'll just need to check that out. I'm just off memory, I'm saying.
Okay.
So in the meanwhile, maybe move to the next question.
It's about 180 million.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vidya Dargede from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Two questions. One is on CGD. In this round of CGD bidding, are you likely to bid? Are you interested in that?
We will evaluate the opportunity, see the economics, and then decide on the strategy.
But you are looking at it.
Yeah.
Not as if you are going to...
Yeah, we have been there, we have looked at it, we have earlier also, now also we will look at the opportunity.
Okay, and the second question was regarding if, let's say, oil prices rise again.
Mm-hmm.
What do you see? Do you see there is a possibility, a risk that the import duty on petrol and diesel is cut to zero and... maybe you are asked to pass on the benefits of inventory gains to the consumers?
I mean, it's purely hypothetical, so I wouldn't like to venture any answer on it.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from Amit Rastogi from UBS Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir, thanks for giving me one more opportunity. Just on the marketing side,
mm-hmm.
we have seen that in Q4 we have grown our diesel volumes very strongly. Versus the industry. So what steps, if you can elaborate, we have taken in last 1 year to regain the market share and do better than the other PSUs?
Basically, we had started a project for Rainbow Rise, we called, for our highway market.
Mm-hmm.
Had host of issues. It is not a host of initiatives, but 7-8 big initiative.
Yeah, sir, what are those initiatives? You can just brief on that, because we are seeing that there is a significant improvement in the market share over last 2 quarters, I think as you mentioned that we are growing faster than the PSUs as well.
Yeah, so basically we started marketing our network instead of individual outlet. And with technology input in our customer relationship particularly went up, and it's further to go up now in the coming months. And also our flagship OSTS is that one-stop trucker shop, we call it, which is a company Coco Pumps.
Mm-hmm.
That phenomenally is doing phenomenal volumes now. So, and the growth continues. So, this couple of things, three, four things which majorly contributed is our highway focus.
Okay, not particularly the discounts, which we might be giving to gain the market share?
No, no. In fact, that is no discount in retail, as you may be knowing. It is basically loyalty rewards go.
Mm-hmm.
The rewards have remained at same level.
Okay, and sir, rural initiatives also has helped you, like we had those...
Rural initiative is the focus is this year. We started last year, but numbers were small. Here we are doing big numbers.
And sir, just automation, how much we have achieved in our retail outlets? How many outlets have been automated?
Roughly 10,700 outlets we are done.
Mm-hmm.
3,000 we are commencing from July. So hopefully by December end we'll be through with all.
Okay, great sir. Thanks a lot sir.
Thank you. Due to paucity of time, we will take the last question from the line of Saurabh Handa from Citigroup. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. So my question was related to Brazil. I think Petrobras has expressed interest in selling some of its stakes and some of the assets in the Sergipe Alagoas Basin, or probably just bring in a partner. So is there something you can comment on that? Would you also be interested in bringing down your stake, or do you think there's a lot of interest from foreign players in that basin? I mean, any color would be useful.
Saurav, at this point in time, I'm not aware of this, but in any case, if there is any such development, the upstream team will look at the opportunity and then take a call depending on how they would like to view that asset. So at this point in time, we don't have any specific information to share.
Are you not aware? They have put out a press release talking about sale of concessions in the basins, and one of the blocks is your block.
I'm aware, but I'm just waiting for our upstream team to look at it and take a view. There is nothing at this point in time for us to share. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. Due to time constraints, that was the last question. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Harshvardhan Dole for closing comments.
On behalf of IIFL, I'd like to thank the entire senior management team of BPCL for the time and explaining the quarter gone by. And I'd also like to thank all the participants for logging on. Any last remarks would you like to make, Mr. Rajamani?
No, thank you. From our side, that's it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of IIFL Capital Limited, that concludes this conference call for today. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.